This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. The D stands for Doug, as in Doug Steffen. J stands for Jennifer, as in Jennifer Horn. V stands for Victoria, as in Victoria Keelan. And then there's good young Kara Schillen at the controls, developing a little bit of a cold, so hold a good thought for her and send her. Perhaps in your own way, in your mind, you can transfer some echinacea and zinc and golden seal and things that are good to get rid of a cold. Catch it in the bud, if you will. Speaking of buds, here's my bud Jennifer Horn with a lead story.
Well, Dougie, there is a scandal brewing. We've been talking about this midterm election for a couple of weeks now. It's been over two weeks since Election Day, but yet some states can't figure out who the heck the winners were yet. Well, now, this is out of Los Angeles, out of my hometown, 9 people are being accused of various fraud charges after, get this, allegedly bribing homeless people on Skid Row with money and cigarettes to sign ballot measure petitions and voter registration forms. Yes.
In L.A. proper? Is that what
In L.A.
Are?
Proper. Downtown L.A. Skid Row is where a lot of homeless people live, and they live out on the streets. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office made this announcement on Tuesday. The defendants allegedly solicited hundreds of false and or forged signatures by offering homeless people $1 and or cigarettes for their participation during both the 2016 and 2018 election cycles. Now, the charges included circulating a petition with false names, using a false name on a petition, registering a fictitious person, and voter fraud. Kirkland Kozava Washington and Harold Bennett, along with Lewis Thomas Wise, each face 8 counts and 6 years and 4 months in prison if convicted. There is another group of people, about 8 of them, who face 4 counts and 4 years and 8 months in prison if charged. The prosecutors recommended that bail be set at $25,000 for each of the defendants, and this was part of an LAPD crackdown on voter fraud. According to the LA Times, so LAPD and FBI working together were able to crack down on this. It's really telling that the desperation and the divisiveness in politics is now leading us to buying signatures off the street.
Well, it's the old political game. It's what they used to do in Chicago. They used to do it in Boston. Wards in many cities around the country, large and small. Crooked politicians doing crooked things. It's like the old, what's the song? It takes a crooked man to win a crooked race. That's not how the song goes, but get close to it anyway. Other people in the news. Megyn Kelly's getting $30 million from NBC to get lost. That's half of what she was asking for, but $30 million is still not a bad payday.
Not bad. We'll have a couple years vacation.
Yeah, and what did she get when she left Fox? Didn't she also get, like, a big chunk of money to leave there? Megyn Kelly just she's made a career out of being paid to go away. Like, that's kind of amazing when you think about it.
Good for her. Speaking of going away, Captain Jan Jordan, who is in charge of the police at Broward County Sheriff's Department, when the shootout took place at the Stoneman Douglas High School, was it Valentine's Day this year, right?
Yeah.
She was criticized.
It seems like it was so long ago, but it was only less than a year.
It was this year. She was criticized for the response to the shooting. She was recently named in a lawsuit filed by Parkland parents and students against the county and the sheriff's office. So she resigned effective immediately. She's only been in the department a couple of years anyway. And there's another sergeant there named Brian Miller, who's been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal review of his response to the shooting. This kid, Nicholas Cruz, is awaiting trial now. 17 counts of murder. 17 counts of attempted murder.
He's another one who got registered to vote, by the way. Did you hear about that?
He got registered to vote?
Yeah, there was a group, and probably not a lone group, but a group that went into the prison that he's in and started registering voters, and he's one that registered.
Really?
And the reason he can do that is because he hasn't been convicted
not
of anything.
Not guilty yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, really kind of interesting.
Hmm. All right, let's see. What
vote,
other?
Though, right? He was registered, but he couldn't actually vote, did he? Or did he send a ballot in?
I don't know if he voted or
absentee
not.
Absentee ballot?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
Snipes.
Couple of more names. Senator Cindy Hyde Smith. Walmart cutting ties with her after her comments. Walmart asked her, or the campaign, to refund a donation after it was revealed that Ms. Hyde Smith remarked on camera that she'd be willing to attend a hypothetical public hanging. This has been floating around for a week or so. She later told news outlets that her comment was a bad joke. Yeah? And it is. You don't say that stuff anymore.
Just don't joke. You know, politicians are not comedians. Just do your thing. Yeah. Let's not try to be funny.
No.
Doesn't work out. Doesn't work
out.
So
Walmart said that they didn't think the remarks reflected their values. Anyway, the most recent donation from Walmart to her was through a political action committee that Walmart has. How much money did she get? Do you know, Jennifer?
I don't.
Out of them? How much they've spread around?
Whatever the allowed amount is, I'm assuming. Yeah. Isn't it usually capped off at $2,000 or something like that?
Yeah. Well, they could raise money from other sources and give it to her.
For a super PAC, I think maybe the rules are different. I don't know.
I think you may be right. Yeah. All right. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, also in the news today, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, one of the most powerful Catholics in the country, one of the most vocal critics of the church's handling of the sexual abuse scandal, the Reverend Manuel La Rosa Lopez, a priest whom DiNardo had promoted, arrested for molesting two children. DiNardo, the Archbishop of Galveston, Houston, has vowed to release a list of all priests in Houston who have been, in the church's judgment, credibly accused. There's an investigation that also uncovered a lack of action. He's talked a lot, but he hasn't done anything in handling the sexual abuse allegations down there. Apparently, a couple of the ministers, a couple of priests, molested him when he was 16. I don't know. This is a mess. This whole the whole thing is a god-awful, and pardon the use of it, god-awful mess. It is. And it just goes on and on. Another name today, another incident today, another report today. Ay, ay, ay. 14 after the hour on the DJV program.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play. Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech. Laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
Stop into Lowe's and take advantage of huge savings with Black Friday deals. Right now, you can take up to 40% off appliance special values. Plus, get bonus savings worth up to a $600 Lowe's gift card via rebate when you buy two or more select appliances $396 and up. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/29 while supplies last. See store for details. Additional delivery fees may apply. Appliance rebate forms must be submitted on or before 30 days after promotion ends. U.S. only.
Hurry into Lowe's today and shop Black Friday deals all month long. You'll be able to save on gifts for those on your list. Holiday savings start with Lowe's. Shop Black Friday. Black Friday deals. Let's talk about that. Ladies, are there any tips that you have for Black Friday and maybe even weekend shopping? What sort of things should we be buying?
I was going to say stay inside, do Cyber Monday.
Oh, right. You guys aren't any fun at all. I would do Black Friday.
I've never done it.
I don't do Black Friday. You wouldn't caught me, find me, like, dead, caught in a line at Best Buy at 4 o'clock in the morning on, you know, between Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I would not do that. But I think it's a good idea to go online on Black Friday because a lot of retailers will offer deals early and you get better selection. And the same deals exist on Saturday. So a lot of times I'll go shopping on Saturday just to get a little bit of the Christmas tree mall vibe.
So let me get this straight. You can get Black Friday deals online or in the store? Or how do you actually negotiate?
It depends on the retailer. It depends on the retailer, but definitely if it's a retail store with an online presence, a lot of times the deals are the same, both places.
I went into three stores last night, all with the same object in mind. I started, as you suggested, I think, Victoria, go to Bed Bath & Beyond to try to find the right electrical fixture for my trip to Peru next week. You think I can find it? No. Anybody there know anything about it? No.
Kind of electrical fixture.
Power
need
converter.
Something to convert.
Travel.
They're 220.
Sure.
They're 220.
You can buy that on Amazon.
Well, how quickly
wait, so you actually went to Bed Bath & Beyond.
I went to Bed Bath & Beyond. Then I went to Best Buy, and the people there were pathetic. A bunch of kids screwing around, not interested in customers at all. I went through a bunch of stuff. They had twice as much. But nobody knew anything. And we were looking at all of these things. Does it work? Does it convert? Oh, geez, I don't know.
Doesn't it list the countries on the back?
But it just says South America. And Peru apparently is different than everything else. At least that's what I was told. So so this kid gets out his iPhone and gets out Amazon and says, go buy it here. This is in Best Buy. So then I went around the corner to REI to try to find it at REI because that's the kid said, well, you might find it at REI. And I didn't. So I still don't have. I've looked online.
Do you have a Sharper Image nearby? Do they even have those anymore?
No. Is it Sharper Image or is it Brookstone?
Brookstone. Either one. But
yeah.
Both
I might,
of them.
Brookstone's in the mall. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll check that out. But you, honestly, you have neither one of you. Nobody sounds like they're very excited about going around to shop for some deals. Is it too early, too fast, too much? What? Maybe
I think
that's
it just depends who you are as a person. Nothing sounds worse to me than being in a shopping mall with tons and tons of other people. Like, yeah. I'm not claustrophobic, but that makes me feel claustrophobic, which is, and Jen said I'm boring, but I do the same thing just on Monday for Cyber Monday. So, I'll, you know, it's the same thing as
you're not boring for that.
No. All right. Update.
It's the crocheting and the cat, sweetie.
Lovely. All right, an update on the numbers from yesterday, talking about the when I had seen that movie Rosamund Pike was in about the war correspondent, how many people have died. 500,000 died so far in, what do you call it? What's it in Yemen? Was it Yemen? No. Syria. 5 million have died in the Middle East, including 85,000 young children dying from starvation in Yemen. That's the update.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Christmas time! Warming ourselves up for Christmas with some Christmas music every day on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and you and I enjoying some of the music, including this recent addition to the list. We're using the top 100 songs of all time according to the end of the season last year. By the time we get to the end of the season this year, I'm sure the list will be somewhat different. These are Boys to Men with Let It Snow. I see the White House has the Christmas tree up. Is that right? You got the lights on. Yeah. When do they have the lighting, actually? When's the lighting?
I don't know. Probably next week sometime, right?
I'm guessing it'll be some kind of celebration. By the way, out in Santa Cruz, they've just put up their Christmas tree, and the residents, a group of residents called the police, said the tree is obscene. It has a strange look, according to the city attorney. It looks somewhat phallic, he said. When you look from the front of it, it looks like something with a couple of other things.
We wanted a pine tree.
So anyway, all right, let's keep going here. Next tune on the list of the top songs of the Christmas season, Daryl Hall and John Oates have a great version of Jingle Bell Rock. Here we go. Let's all sing along. Jingle bell, come on, ladies.
Can we at least sing in time with the music?
I stopped to talk to you to get you to sing. All right, hold on a second. We're getting
inside. Don't let us stop him. Go ahead.
Never does
stop him.
Jingle bell.
Yeah, it's always that like half second behind.
Right.
That that's really...
And then like a clap that's like out of sync.
Wait a minute. That could be our technology. I could be a half second off because of the feed
that
being
must
off.
Be it. Yeah.
That's probably
yeah.
what it is.
I think it's the technology controlling your motor skills that's off.
Oh,
totally what it is.
Listen to that. Disrespect personified in the one horse sleigh. All right. Let's see here.
Where are you?
Sleigh. Number 81 on the list is Dean Martin with the weather forecast for the East. Baby, it's cold outside. Man, is that the case?
Oh, yeah.
laughing at you dropping.
Yeah.
Jen can't relate to this in California, but on the East Coast, brr.
I do love your song. It's a nice song. Crank it up.
Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful beast.
Record cold approaching the Northeast is Thanksgiving weekend.
Maybe it's bad out there.
People are going to have a lot of dead batteries in their cars, I'll tell you that. Make sure you check the antifreeze in your car, too. Tires, the colder it is, the less air pressure there is in your tires. So something to make sure that you are aware of at any rate. Okay, let's see. Number 80, Michael Bublé. Another visit from him. Santa Claus. Coming to town.
Better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You're better, Victoria?
No, that was totally off.
Naughty and nice.
See, you can do it on time, but I'm starting to think that this is not really about Christmas music. This is just about another chance for Doug to sing. Yeah.
It could be a song thing.
He's waiting for his big break. Yeah, I've been duped.
Really? How's that? All right, crank it up, Kara. Will you please stop all the Peter Gary noise?
For goodness sake, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Yeah, stop all the peanut gallery noise so Doug can keep singing.
Yeah.
28 after the hour. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving from the DJ Veers.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Secretary of Homeland Security says as she stands at the Mexican border,
the crisis is real and it is just on the other side of this wall.
Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen saying that most of the migrants who are still making their way north through Mexico, hoping to cross the border into the U.S., are doing so because they want a job or to be reunited with family members in the U.S., and none of those goals are grounds for an asylum claim.
The reality is that the majority of the caravan that we see is made up of single adult males or teenage males. We have identified over 500 criminals, to include known gang members, contained in the flow of the caravan.
Northern California's campfire has now killed 81 people, and the missing list has shot up to at least 870. And this is USA Radio News.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour on today's DJV radio program and the podcast. Say it again, Doug. Didn't take long for me to get my tongue caught behind my teeth, so I couldn't see what I was saying. The DJVshow.com. You hear that reminder all the time. Help yourself. Lots of great insight things. If you don't get a chance to listen to all of the hours, this is a summary put together of the program in a podcast form at DJVshow.com. An important member of the show is Jennifer, Victoria also, Kara Shilden along for the ride. Let's get to the caravan, Victoria. Well, I don't know. You do what you're going to do, and then I want to talk about the caravan.
Okay, I'm going to talk turkey. So I don't know if you heard about this viral challenge that's gone around the social media. It's the hashtag 25-pound turkey challenge. Now, this is a joke. It's just a prank, but it has gone so far that people are posting their hilarious responses to these questions. So now the question is, and a lot of millennials claiming to be cooking a Thanksgiving turkey for Friendsgiving have sent lots of text messages out to let's say, their parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, things like that. And so what they've been texting is, I have a 25-pound turkey. I'm in charge of cooking Friendsgiving, and I have no idea how long I need to microwave it. And so the hilarious responses coming from the parents, who some of whom have been so concerned that they thought their kids were drunk or high. The one response that went viral, one kid who was a guy, he sent the text to his mom, and his mom wrote back, "You're adopted, period. My real son wouldn't be this dumb." And so a lot of other parents are responding, "No, honey, please don't put a turkey in the microwave. You can't microwave a turkey." So the whole thing's gotten, like, it's just gone viral. You'll see them everywhere now with the turkey challenge. Now, Butterball has gotten involved, and Butterball says, "Hold up, you actually can microwave a turkey. As long as a 25-pound turkey is probably not going to fit in your microwave. But if you're using a smaller turkey, you actually can microwave it as long as you thaw it first. You can never put a frozen turkey in the microwave." And so they have all their tips on Butterball.com if you want to actually give this a try. But the funny thing is, Jen's boyfriend, Luke Bryan, his wife got duped by this challenge as well. Her niece, her name is Caroline Bryan, and she's the wife of Luke Bryan. She, her niece texted her, "Hey, I'm cooking a turkey for Friendsgiving. How long do I need to put a 25-pound turkey in the microwave?" She wrote back, "Please tell me you're kidding." And then the girl wrote back, "I'm in a hurry. I've got to get it done." Then Caroline Bryan wrote, "Microwave with 4 question marks? Seriously, just no." And then she wrote, "Seriously, I have to do this. It'll be fine." And Caroline Bryan wrote back, "Have you ever eaten a bicycle tire? That's what it's going to taste like." So if you get this question, it is a prank. It is a joke. However, if you do want to microwave a smaller bird, then you can go to Butterball, and they'll walk you through it. They now have instructions, thanks to this viral prank. They now have instructions on how to cook a turkey in the microwave. It's right on their homepage.
Microwaving is so bad for you. It changes the molecular structure of the food that you're cooking in the microwave, so it has no value whatsoever. I don't know whether the microwave... I never was convinced the microwave...
I just can't imagine that a turkey would taste good microwave.
No.
Well, it doesn't get brown on the outside, certainly. It would look kind of sick, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, kind of droopy, wouldn't it? Yeah, there's no crispness to, and that's what a lot of people like, is a crispness to the skin.
Because you can't really baste it.
Yeah.
Right.
No. All right, let's go back to the caravan and all the criminals that are supposedly a part of this, and all the protesting that's going on there. And it doesn't seem in the last 24 to 48 hours that anything has changed much, except the locals are getting more upset. I'm not sure. It's like a bottleneck. You know how when you get the neck of a bottle and everybody's in one place and they have no food and they have no place to stay. What is going on? It's like we've got this mass and all kinds of crime. The Mexicans don't seem to be doing anything about it, other than the residents who are out there protesting. It's a mess.
What can they do?
I don't know. That's what the thing is. Should we not talk about it anymore because nothing's changing? I mean, at some point in time, something's got to change.
Well, they need to be broken up, and they need to be sent back. And I think the people of Tijuana are sick of it. They're yelling at them. You can see people in the streets with bullhorns saying, "Donald Trump was right. He told the truth. These people are invaders." They want them gone. But what happens now is that they just are sitting there waiting for their name to be called, because
how are they getting these names, by the way? Thank you for bringing that
go
up.
Go and put it on a list, I guess.
But what, they just stand in line, and somebody's there at a table taking names?
Yeah.
Really?
And, I mean, I don't know what exactly it looks like, but it's something similar to that. The other thing is that they were getting ready to rush the border the other day, but they closed down the road. They haven't done this in decades. They closed down the road from Mexico, from Tijuana, straight into the United States. They shut it down so that they could shore up security, because they had intel that these guys were just going to rush the border and just walk in between the cars until they push their way into the country. And then once they do, because of that judge's ruling this week, they would automatically be given asylum. If they just dip one toe into the country, they give them asylum, and then they let them take off. So they're trying to crack down and get everybody on an orderly basis. I think you can give 300 to 500 people asylum a day, and so now it's just kind of like a waiting game.
Yeah. Quite an interesting sports story floating around this week. Kevin Durant plays for the Golden State Warriors. I don't know if you saw this or not. They're playing a game against the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas, and one of the fans that didn't like him was courtside, and Durant approached him because he was trying to catch a ball, and they apparently this guy gave him some starch. So Durant turned around and walked up to him. Now, just picture this. He's sitting on the edge of the court, and he's looking at Durant and giving him starch. Durant walks over to him, and the microphone is on. So you can, you know, you can hear the mic. There was a microphone close enough to hear him say, "Watch the blanking game and shut the blank up."
And apparently he's fined $25,000 for it.
Is that, did he get the $25,000?
Yeah, I don't know if that's because the microphone picked it up and they, you know, played it on TV or whatever, but I don't necessarily disagree with him.
No, I mean, I don't know. How much patience do you need? But it's only a game. So, but if you're not playing well and you're, you know, these guys get under your skin, that's something that I guess a lot of people have to deal with. I don't know if Tom Brady's ever gotten that from anybody in Boston or anything else.
Well, the problem, though, is with basketball, the fans are so much closer than any other sport.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Right. Yeah,
so you hear everything that, you know, fans are shouting at you.
All right, I'm going to bring up something personal for a minute or two. Something that I have been saying, as most of you know, I don't make it a secret that I have been into personal growth for quite a long time, and I get closer to it. I guess we all do this when we need a little help. At certain times, we get closer to it than at other times. And you've heard me talk about my mother and what our family went through. And I found something, actually, the other day, which I brought to my sister's attention. I'm sure it'll be the subject of conversation at Thanksgiving dinner as well. I'm going to my niece's house. Both my sisters will be there. And I know they'll want her because I sent this along to them. It applies to my oldest sister, not necessarily to my younger. Well, I don't know, because I try not to pay too close attention to what goes on in their lives, because I just find it to be, it serves no real purpose to get involved in anybody. But basically, the focus in this study is on love and women and their mother. But I think this applies. The reason I brought it up is because I think, as a matter of fact, I don't think it, I know it, that it applies to men as well as women. If you can't get into and stay into a relationship with a woman, especially, or a man that you really love, but you don't know how to make it work, usually it's because you've had some real conflict with your mother. It may be ongoing and it spends its life with you. In my case, my mother's been dead since 1971, but my relationship with her has stayed with me. And I know of women who have had a really bad relationship with their mother, and they haven't been great at holding on to love relationships as well. So it's something to think about as you go through the holidays. Again, I'll have this conversation, I'm sure, tomorrow with my sisters. My younger sister will... she will lambaste me because it hasn't happened to her, she'll tell me. But my older sister, who I think her first husband will be at the at Thanksgiving, usually is. So anyway, maybe that'll be my way of starting trouble on Thanksgiving. How about that? Instead of talking about politics, I'll bring that up. What do you think, ladies? Good idea or not?
Perfect. Always a good idea. Sure.
Huh?
Always talk about religion, family issues, and politics. Those are always keys to success at a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, nothing happier on a holiday than talking about failed relationships. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And your mother. Put them both together. What do you get? 44 after the hour here on the DJV program.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What's in store this Black Friday at your local Staples?
Comfort.
And joy.
As in the comfort of a Staples gaming chair.
And the joy of big Black Friday savings.
Great for work or play. Staples gaming chairs are just $99.99, 50% off.
Plus, you'll find huge Black Friday savings at Staples on the hottest holiday tech. Laptops, printers, tablets, and more.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this Black Friday, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 11/22 to 11/26/18, while supplies last.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop. Stores will be open Thursday at 5 p.m. with incredible Black Friday doorbusters till 1 o'clock on Friday, 1 in the afternoon. Plus, you get more bang for your buck with $15 in Kohl cash for every $50 spent. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it, huh? At Kohl's, K-O-H-L, Kohl's. That sounds like a pretty good deal. But there will be all kinds of specials like that around, too, right, under the circumstances. I think.
Yeah, Kohl's has a lot of good Black Friday sales, though, that's for sure. It's one of my stops.
All right. Here in Massachusetts, recreational marijuana sales began on Monday with two places having thousands and thousands and thousands of people waiting in line. Leicester, Massachusetts, small little town in Worcester County, central Massachusetts. Northampton is on the western side of the state. Started selling weed to customers.
First of all, Northampton, Massachusetts, I've been there many times. I have a lot of friends who went to college right there.
Yeah,
there's like four colleges within 2 miles.
Amherst has nine colleges next town. Yeah.
Yeah. Northampton has already got so much weed. It does not need legal weed.
Well,
oh my
thousands.
God.
I'm telling you, the pictures in the media, thousands of people in line every day to buy. Medical marijuana has been legal here since 2012, we have legal pot since 2016, but this is the first two stores to open. We're going to have a store in Framingham
You should go into one just to see what it's like.
Really?
Yeah, why
okay.
not?
Here's a related
Crossing
story.
Crossing Doug over to the dark side.
Yeah.
Moorhead, Minnesota.
Send me some.
A Moorhead, Minnesota woman charged with child endangerment after she was convicted of paying her babysitters with marijuana. There you go.
Babysitters love weed.
Of course they do. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Focus on your pets and animals in general with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, a program heard around the country every weekend. Fabulous information, insight into your dog, your cat, your pets. Warren's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. That's from his high school football days. All right, so Warren, it's Thanksgiving week, and there are a lot of shelters around the country that are encouraging people to, if you can't adopt, at least foster, sounds like, fostering a pet for the weekend, the holidays. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I just came across this article, and it's super. It's titled Room for One More. An animal shelter in Richmond, Virginia is accepting volunteers to open their homes to one of their shelter animals for Thanksgiving. And the reason for that is kind of interesting, because what they've noticed, it would be fun if people could invite them for Thanksgiving. She lets the community know, and 35 animals over the last year, 35 animals were taken in, and half of them were adopted either by the people at the Thanksgiving dinner or the family that took them in anyway. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and first of all, it's just such a heartwarming story to take a shelter dog or a shelter cat, bring him into your home for Thanksgiving, you know, share the love, share the day with him. The hard part is bringing him back. back. But again, you have to look at it from the perspective that 50% of them were adopted, so 50% is a good number. But I think if more shelters did it, I think it would become more encouraging for people to ultimately wind up either adopting them, or once they spend Thanksgiving with them, they will find another home or a friend that has a cousin or relative that will adopt the dog. I think it's a great idea. I think the more time people spend with a dog or a cat, the more apt they are to realize what an incredible thing it is in addition to their
home. There's a movie around now called Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg, and the theme is for youngsters to do the same thing we were just talking about with pets, but I think the pet idea has grown, this idea of doing this sort of thing has spread, and I think some good things, at least from what I've heard, have come out of it. So,
you know, if there's one advantage to the craziness that's going on in the country right now, if there's one positive aspect of it, people are looking for emotional ties, for things to make them feel better. And I think the dogs and cats are exactly the answer for that. So I think adoptions are kind of up a little bit, which is kind of interesting. Although here in Southern California right now, it's absolutely insane because all the shelters are full, the foster homes are full with dogs from the fire. So we're working on that as well. So it's fascinating. But I think it's a great idea. I'd like to see more and more shelters absolutely do that. But why just Thanksgiving? Just a weekend.
Yeah, you know,
guest.
Right.
And when you get an animal out of a shelter, I don't really know anything about cats, but I'm a dog person. But when you get a dog out of the shelter and into a home environment, that's when the dog's real personality comes out, and that's when you can really, you know, you can really get a good feel for, is this going to be a good addition to my family? So, and we foster dogs as much as we can, and it's amazing just a day or two how different dogs are coming out of a shelter.
You know, it's such a valid point, because one of the things I've done over the years, and probably more than anything else, is evaluating dogs when I go to a shelter. And I tell people, you cannot do that. You can't tell what a dog's personality is while he's being incarcerated with 100 other dogs around him. So that's why a lot of shelters now have these little areas where they can take the dog out for a few minutes. But that's not even really enough. You're absolutely right, because once you bring a dog into your home from a shelter, give him maybe a day or two just to kind of unwind and de-stress. Their personalities are entirely different. Their bonding with you is there, and they tend to make the best pets in the world. So I always say to people, before you pass by a kennel and say, no, I don't want that dog or I don't want that cat, spend some time with him, perhaps even adopt him, and you'll see the difference once you get him home after a few days.
Mm-hmm. All right, questions about what to do with pet waste have surfaced. What to do, whether it's a pet waste, did you put in the plastic and dump in a container, or just pet waste? I don't know. I mean, I've seen stuff on people's lawns. I figured.
Well, this is the stuff that keeps me up at night. What do you do with dog poo? So, in other words, I'm doing some research on it, and according to all the studies I've read so far, that it can be really dangerous. Animal waste is organic, but left alone, it's quite bad for the environment. Do not flush it. Some people, because what happens, it goes into the water treatment plants, and there's certain bacteria in there that are not treated the same way as human waste would be treated. So that's number one, and also brings other things to that. Number two is not to flush it. I didn't even know this, but they say flushing is not a good idea because, again, treatment at the wastewater facility, check with your local wastewater to find out if you can flush your dog's waste, but obviously they're saying don't do that, and not to use it for composting either. People say it was a good idea for many years, but not to do that. So bottom line is they recommend a biodegradable bag. The way I do it, scoop it up. I mean, even you go to Beverly Hills and the wealthiest people in the world are scooping up dog poop. You take a biodegradable bag. It brings everyone right back to the same level. You take that bag, you tie it in a knot, and you put it in the trash bag and let them take it to a landfill. That's the best.
The
biodegradable.
I'm not sure. From being on the farm, the waste is waste, and you can do a lot of things with it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.